This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee has a reputation in law enforcement and among victim advocates as a hub for human trafficking. Starting tomorrow, that issue will be the topic of a five-part series on WUWM's Morning Edition.
WUWM's Mayan Silver is reporting the series, and she joins us in the studio to give us a preview. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Mitch.
So let's start with the basics. How do we define human trafficking?
So I spoke with Lieutenant Don Jones of the Milwaukee Police Department's Sensitive Crimes Division. She explained human trafficking in a nutshell.
Human trafficking is basically using force, fraud, or coercion to have somebody engage in type of commercial sex acts or labor trafficking, though when it involves children, you don't need the force, fraud, or coercion.
Like Lieutenant Jones said, human trafficking can either be based on labor or commercial sex. We'll be focusing on sex trafficking for this series. And as you heard from Jones, under federal law, anyone making money off of or assisting a person who's under 18 to have sex for money is trafficking them. But there are also a few finer points. So making money off of or transporting an adult to have sex for money is also trafficking them. So it used to be called pandering, but now it's in the trafficking statute, though it's a lesser felony than using force, fraud, or coercion. And also, if someone buys sex from a minor, they can be charged with human trafficking.
So how is sex trafficking different than simply prostitution?
That is a good question. So if an adult is having sex for money and no one is making money off of them or helping them, then it's probably not trafficking. But Mitch, lines can be blurred, and over the past decade, there's been a shift in thinking on this. So we also talked to Attorney General Josh Call, and here's what he had to say.
There's been, I think, an increasing recognition among people in law enforcement that people who historically have been prosecuted for prostitution, for example, may very well and often are actually survivors of trafficking.
So as we said earlier, Milwaukee has kind of this reputation for this being a problem here. How widespread is it? What are some of the numbers around sex trafficking in Milwaukee?
Well, there's not a lot of local or statewide data. There was a study done of Milwaukee Police Department data from a four-year period. It was the beginning of 2013 to the end of 2016. They found 340 confirmed or suspected victims of human trafficking in Milwaukee. They were under the age of 25, so that doesn't include anyone older. But authorities and advocates do say that those numbers are a drop in the bucket with regards to what's going on in the city.
Why is that?
Well, first, there's the underground nature of the crime. A lot of interactions are happening on the internet, in hotels or motels. And in terms of coming forward, law enforcement and advocates say that victims may not trust the police. So that makes them, you know, that makes it more difficult for them to report through that avenue. Some may have a bond with their trafficker. Some may feel it's their fault and be ashamed to come forward. We were able to speak with a survivor who is using the pseudonym Michelle. She confirms that fear.
So a lot of survivors, myself included, for a long time hold a view of themselves that they were not victimized. We are conditioned to think that we made decisions that caused us to be exploited in the ways that we were exploited.
Since we're talking about victims here, who is most at risk to be trafficked?
The MPD data that we talked about earlier, those cases showed that on their radar were almost all women and girls. There's an organization called the Polaris Project. It's a national anti-trafficking organization. They analyzed 2017 data from the National Human Trafficking Hotline. They reported that they received information from over 10,000 survivors, and about 80% of those survivors were women. My understanding is that is involving labor trafficking and sex trafficking. But it's important to note that people from all genders and sexual orientations and identities can be trafficked. I spoke with Assistant District Attorney Erin Karshen, who broke it down.
So the average age for a girl, so if a girl were to run away, the national statistics are that within 24 hours she'll be approached by a trafficker. And the average age for entering or being coerced into trafficking is about 12 to 14. Those are the national statistics from GEMS in the Polaris Project. That's consistent with what we're seeing. Our victims range, frankly, all racial boundaries and a lot of different socioeconomic boundaries. So there's no one demographic that fits for human trafficking victim.
So we heard from Erin Karshen. She did reference the pronoun she. I think it's also important to note, and she understands, that local advocates say that it can be all sorts of people. It can be boys and men as well. But local advocates say that turning to survival sex, exchanging sex for money, drugs, or gifts, is a problem for at-risk LGBTQ teens and homeless or runaway teens.
So what else will you cover in the series?
We'll hear more from Michelle, who's the survivor, about her experience about being trafficked. We'll talk to law enforcement about who the traffickers are and how they exert control over their victims. We'll talk to advocacy groups about what it takes to combat the problem. And we'll speak with legislators and other government officials about policy changes.
All right, we'll be listening. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mayon Silver's series on human trafficking in Milwaukee begins tomorrow on Morning Edition.